me, Daddy. Grab me a sign. Give me a wee because you're a good sign. Say if I can find you a good sign.
I am fine.
Okay, I'm gonna say if I can find you, you don't hate me. Say hello. Tonight I'm just gonna share some bits and pieces about my story, about how I've come to know Jesus, and about his impact on my life. And I'm going to look into some of the Bible as well, if that's all right with you. And look at some of my favourite pieces of scripture, which I've always found encouraging in my life. So I hope that's all right with you. I've got some pretty pictures as well, so hopefully you enjoy that. Okay, that's all right. So, I'll start at the very beginning. I was like many of you, only a couple of years ago. I used to come to the point and let call and do all those wonderful things. If you were at Letton in February, give me a whoop. So you would have met the famous Hannah Bow. She's one of my closest friends, and I met her through Crocs as well, and that was really special for me. So I attended lots of Crocs events and went to many Lettons, and throughout my life, that's how I kind of began to know Jesus. I have been to church ever since I was a kid, this church to be exact. So that's how I kind of knew about Crocs and the point, because every Saturday, every month, people in my church are now. They're going to church and they're all going to start spinning Crocs. But it's all right, bear with me. So that's been very helpful in my life. So my faith has always been the anchor, and I know I cannot live by myself, but I trust in God's unfailing love to get me through. I got baptised at 16, so I got dunked in a big pool, which was great time, because I wanted to let others know about the amazing love I found with Jesus. And I publicly wanted to announce that because I knew that Jesus was so fabulous and I wanted other people to know about him. I don't know if there's any pictures going up on the screen right now, but I did have some fancy pictures because I felt it was cute, but oh, there we are, there's Hannah Bow, woo! And that's letting all of you all know. So I'm going to show you some pretty pictures of Peru now. You might have heard me talk about Peru earlier. It is my main personality trait. I love to talk about it. But through like kind of knowing Jesus through Crocs and the point and that call and coming to church, I was like, you know what, I'm going to do a gap year. So that's a year between finishing sixth form and going to university. And I felt called to go overseas, and I went away with BMS Action Teams, and that stands for the Baptist Mission Society. Wow. And there is a very fancy kind of term, an organisation which I love very much and very close to my heart. And they're an organisation that send long-term missionaries overseas to support projects. So I'm totally excited. I lived there for 6 months. And there we are, lovely. And I had the opportunity to travel to various cities in Peru. Peru is in South America, if you don't know, and they speak Spanish mainly. So I've learned a bit of Spanish. And I spent the majority of my time based in the Amazon jungle, which was quite exotic, very hot, very sweaty a lot of the time. But I did swim in the Amazon with pink dolphins. So, pink dolphins, getting sweaty, it's fun, but I lived in the cities of Iquitos and the jungle town of Nauta. I supported local sustainability projects around English classes alongside the local church. And we were just a helping hand to the local churches in the area. We met various missionaries and they really inspired me, especially when I was missing home. And I had supervisors, and these were missionaries who lived long term overseas and truly had the heart of God's wisdom. And they showed this through supporting projects and looking around them. I also met so many hard working and servant hearted people in the Peruvian church folk. They were so warm and inviting, and food is generally like a central theme to every occasion, but sometimes you have to eat all the food that they give you, but fish soup at 6 o'clock in the morning is questionable. But it was nice, but fish eyes in watery soup, bon appetit. Mm. Yeah, do you want some coffee breakfast? Mm. Woo! Yeah, sounds good. So living in Peru, seeing a new culture and learning a new language was such a special experience. And it is where I believe I was like most happy, and I really loved it. And I recommend anybody to do a BMS Action Team, so if you want to have a cheeky chat afterwards, you're more than welcome to. But there are other gap years available, Crocs represent. There we are. So, next slide. Oh, there we go. So this is where I am now. I study in Leeds, Union of Leeds, and I study Theology and Religious Studies, like I said. I love uni life. I really love living in a big city. There's so much to do and see. And I feel my faith has grown even more by being involved in the church that I'm at and the Christian Union of my uni. So we, big society of Christians that like to let people know about Jesus to our non-Christian friends. I wanted to study theology and religious studies. It's a very fancy title, as I said, it's just about God. But I study it from the outside view, not as a Christian. As I plan to train as a hospital chaplain post-degree, as I want to have a Christian job, typically in a non-Christian environment. And I feel that's where God has called me to be. And also, I could win a gold medal in chatting, as you can see, and a love cup of tea. So, like, chatting, praying, talking about Jesus, maybe cups of tea. Sounds quite a fun job, to be fair. So that's where I'm going to go with it, hopefully, God willing. And one of my biggest inspirations in my life is my granddad. He was a Baptist minister and then trained as a hospital chaplain. So I guess I'm just following in his footsteps. Right, the next thing I'm going to talk about my dad and his health. So if this is all a bit triggering, you can leave, but it shouldn't be too scary. But I've got some pictures of my family on the next slide. Here we are. Steve, Miriam, Reuben, lovely. I'm going to just quickly talk about my dad because my family story hasn't always been easy. Despite the amazing stuff I've got up to, 2 years ago, my dad suffered from major brain trauma and it's been hard. He had a major bleed in the brain and that was really tricky, totally unexpected, and didn't really know what was happening, and I was away in Peru at the time. But despite my dad's amazing recovery, he can no longer work from his injuries, which is quite tough. But my dad is a living testament to God's work. I truly believe that. He's moving, walking, breathing, and functioning because of God's power and the amazing gifts of medical treatment. Like my dad's surgeon said that he should be paralyzed, and he's not, and he's walking, which is just an amazing testament to who God is. So let's give that a round of applause, please. Woo! So as a family, we praise God and understand that some questions can remain unanswered. So moving on from a bit of sadness to a bit of joy. The next slide, please. Here are some sheep. Let me go with this one. Do we all have a favourite animal? Anyone have a favourite animal? Shout out your favourite animal now.
Sheep!
Sheep!
Yeah! Yeah!
Anyone else a favourite animal? Shout out your favourite animals. I can't really hear anyone. Dolphins. Elephants. Sheep. Humans. I love this. Anyway, my favourite animal, as you can see, are sheep. I love sheep. Anyone else love sheep?
Yeah!
Please give me a whoop if you love sheep. I love sheep. And I'm going to continue to talk about how much I love sheep all evening. Can we go to the next slide, please? I'm going to invite you to meet my friend. Hello. Yeah? Meet Barbara. No, we're not laughing at her name. Her name is Barbara. Are we all serious? Barbara. Okay. Meet Barbara. My brother will know this. Reuben will speak for me on my behalf. I think I'm really daft. But anyway, I am daft, but who cares? God is. She is a legend. This is Barbara. She's a legend. So, sorry to bring up COVID, but during the COVID pandemic, when we were all put into lockdowns, Barbara became my companion. Yes. Go, Barbara. I would pass her daily on my lockdown walks. So it did get to the stage where she would wander over to me every time I passed her. That was because I would sing to her and like encourage her to come in. But a couple of months in, she knew who I was. It was a daily routine and she would come over and say hello. And it actually did really cheer me up on those pants times in lockdowns to actually see a nice sheep saying hello to me, and it brought me much joy. Now this has got me thinking more deeply. A lot of us may come from Christian homes, you know, the parables of the Good Shepherd. Sheep are mentioned a lot in the Bible. I think God loves sheep as much as I do, so go God. But we are like sheep. Hear me out. Just like Barbara, who loved to see me, God is the same. He finds joy in us coming to him. And just like a sheep is cared for by a shepherd, God does the same. The depiction of the Good Shepherd, here we go, theology degree, I know I do. Woohoo! 9 grand step, well, is an image displayed a lot in the Bible. and it's written in the Old Testament of Isaiah and the Gospels of the New Testament. That's Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're all accounts of Jesus' life, if you don't know. That's all the theology we get tonight. Love it. So in the Gospel of John, John talks about a conversation Jesus was having on being the Good Shepherd. So if you want to whip out your phones, Bibles, whatever you fancy, something which had maybe Jesus' word on it. I'm going to whip out my phone because I didn't bring my Bible. Oops. And I want you to flip to John chapter 10, verse 14 to 17. So when we're there, just give me a whoop. Oh, someone's there. Anyone else there? No one's there yet. I'm just going to buy this live. So it is John chapter 10, verses 14 to 17. You there? Everybody give me a whoop. Okay, beautiful. If I'm going to read it out for us, if that's all right. Let's listen to some Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. Beautiful stuff. So, I'm going to quickly, very quickly, unpack this if you're a little lost. I've got lost sheep, there, okay. That's fun times. So, Jesus here is using the image of a shepherd to describe his relationship with us. That God is a good shepherd. In this, I mean, he knows our heart and will lay down his life for us. So God protects us and loves us so much because of his sacrifice, because he sacrificed himself for us. I won't unpack the resurrection too much, but we're just in Lent right now, and Easter is coming soon. But Jesus died a brutal death for our sins, that being our wrongdoing. And he rose back to life. And that's why Easter is so special, because it's a time of remembrance, of remembering that Jesus actually sacrificed himself for us, which is such a huge thing. So shepherds take risks to care for their sheep, and so does God, in the sense that he won't ever leave us or forget about us, as he named us, planted us here, and created us for a purpose. In my life, personally, I have seen the power of God being a good shepherd, whether that in hard times, when I know I'm fully lost, or I've just felt the intense love God has had for me, when I've messed up and gone back to him. What I also find so special in these verses is a depiction of being together, being here. Our Father keeps us in community. Jesus describes us as a flock, which is quite cool. I like the depiction of us being little sheep in a little flock. No? Okay, not just me. Sam loves it. Woo! Little sheep. So how cool is that we are a family and have an amazing sense of belonging because of his love for us? So one final encouragement I just want to kind of also say is that we also don't just live with this information and take it for granted, but we need to take this information and share it with our friends. We need to take that leap of faith because so many people do not know this sense of belonging and love. So in our actions, we need to display the mentality of the Good Shepherd. Whether that's just being kind to your friends, showing love to the ones on the sidelines at school, inviting your friends to the next Crops event to keep maintaining this special community. God loves you, but also loves the ones who don't know him, and we are here for that something more, and I think that's really special. From my experience at uni, especially, it's been very hard to see a lot of my non-Christian friends who do seem so lost in themselves, they seem so lonely. They'll go for relationships or drugs or alcohol to keep them feeling together, but it's so heartbreaking to see when we do know that God comforts the lonely people, just some people need to know it. And for me, I've seen the Good Shepherd when my dad was poorly. It was so difficult to see someone you love so much go through so much suffering, but I knew that God held my family together like that flock. So I kind of want to leave on a note. I'm going to pray just briefly. But I kind of want you just to think amongst yourselves. Sorry, I've lost my question. I kind of want you to think about where you have seen the Good Shepherd in your life, and maybe just ponder on that. But I'm just going to quickly pray, and then we'll go into some discussion groups, if that's okay. So. Dear Lord, I really want to thank you for that depiction of the Good Shepherd, that your life is so shows so much meaning to all of us here tonight, that we are one community, one people together, all here to worship your name and know that, but also to share it with others. Lord, as we read your word more clearly, follow you more dearly, we want to live for you more nearly. And I just pray that in your name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, that's all from me.